You released your debut EP last summer, and now you've got your new album that just came out. What do you think you learned over the past year, and how do you think it's influenced this new album?
I learned a lot, man. You know, that first album was my first solo endeavor. I had released, I guess, two albums prior to that in different projects that, you know, I was the singer and songwriter for, but we're still collaborative, you know, on many levels. So this was the first time, this last album, that I had complete creative control, which was a really good thing because, you know, I'm pretty headstrong about certain ideas, and it was nice to not have to compromise something artistically. So I think, you know, if you look at the progression from the first album to the second album, there's definitely some growth. I was definitely sort of figuring things out from the first album, figuring out my workflow and you know, production ideas and you know, having that freedom, figuring out what to do with it. So in that respect, just in the respect of the craft, I think I progressed a lot. Stylistically also, you know, it's obviously more R&B. The second album, you know, reflects some of the influences that I've had living in Atlanta.
So growing up, what did you listen to? You're a classically trained jazz guitarist. Was that a big factor in your early musical influences?
Yeah, definitely. You know, growing up as a kid, I just always wanted to be challenged on the instrument. You know, I started playing guitar when I was, you know, whatever, 12 years old and played, you know, what every other 12-year-old played at the time. You know, Nirvana songs and, you know, whatever, Less Than Jake and Metallica and whatever. And I sort of progressed onto, you know, blues and classic rock. And I remember one time a buddy of mine was like, you know, you should try playing jazz. It's really hard. And then I sort of started playing jazz because it was hard, you know, because of the challenge of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for a good, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years, that's pretty much all I listened to and all I played. And you know, I absorbed as much of it as I could. And I went to college for it. And a year or two into going to college for it, I changing majors, I hated the jazz program. I hated the institutionalization of it, and the whole thing. So I ended up not listening or playing jazz for years after that. I still love it, and I'm listening to it again. But there was a you know, going to school for it, that it was just so, like, I don't know, devoid of spirit. There's no soul in what was going on, and I stopped playing it. So it's kind of a weird history with that music. But, you know, it certainly comes out in what I do in one form or another.